Rockin' Lakes and Mountains, 104.9 The Hawk. We've been talking about this all week long. I had gotten a few copies of this really, really cool book, Rock and Roll, Concert and Backstage Photographs from the 1970s and 1980s. And it's an amazing book. I think it's about 127-ish pages of stories and photos. And I'm joined on the phone by Larry Singer, the man who took these photos. Larry, thank you very much for calling in today. It's good to talk to you. Finally, to hear your voice, not just look at your photos.
Zach, I can't tell you how nice it is to be a guest on your show, and I can't thank you enough for having me on.
So how did you get started in photography, and then how did you transition into artists and concerts?
Basically, I learned everything I knew about photography today, most of what I learned in photography today, in the Air Force. I was in for during the Vietnam era, and before I went overseas to Vietnam, I spent a couple of years in Travis at the base hobby shop learning how to develop film and how to print film. When I got out of the Air Force, I discovered that there wasn't too many things I was really capable of doing to earn a living, and photography was fortunately one of them. And I like telling stories with pictures, so I took a bunch of writing classes for journalism, I took a bunch of art photography classes, because they didn't have any photojournalism classes, and basically, while I was in college, I was lucky enough, and this is the key, to get a part-time job at a newspaper where they asked me to write a weekly column about people that were showing up and performing at a grungy, dirty little amusement park called Pirate's World, halfway between Fort Lauderdale and Miami. And every weekend they would have date night, and for $7, you and your lady could go in and go to the concert Friday and Saturday night, and then go and ride the rides. And the guy who put it together had no budget, and he drew the biggest names on the planet. He brought Led Zeppelin, Alice Cooper, Deep Purple, you name it. He promised them a free weekend, and they came.
Wow. That's a whole story of right place, right time.
I was. And the thing, you know, you couldn't have nailed it better, because when I went down and I met the promoter, he was just this really nice, charming, wonderful person. And he, young guy. And he says, listen, I'll give you complete access. As long as you don't embarrass me and don't, you know, as long as you're cool, you can have complete access. And all I ask is that anything I like of yours, I get for free. And I said, no problem. And we shook hands. And when we shook hands on that, I had no idea that he was handing me the key to the door of the rock band that would be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was amazing.
And just looking through the contents of the book, I mean, you have photographs, you know, so many. All these guys are core artists of ours. You know, The Who, Spirit, Springsteen, Quiet Riot, Tom Petty. Some of these guys you ended up running into for quite a few years. Deep Purple, Bob Seger, Bob Dylan, and also our night guy, Alice Cooper. We have him on every weeknight at 7, and you followed him a bunch of years in the 70s and early 80s.
I did. And you know, it's odd that you should mention Alice, and you're very, very correct in your observation. Of all the groups that I took pictures of, I was, by the way, in case anybody was wondering why I was doing this stuff, I was also, I got in a job as a stringer for Circus Magazine. Mm-hmm. And for 12, 13 years, I worked for Circus and took pictures. I've had their cover, and I've had their poster on the inside, their fold-out poster. And of all the groups that I took pictures of, I only became friends with two, and that was Alice Cooper and Deep Purple. Everybody else was just, I would take their picture, and they would disappear, and I'd never see them again, except maybe at another concert, maybe 2 or 3, 4 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And it's odd that you mentioned Spirit, because I have this, one of my favorite pictures in the world is of Spirit, because I walk, you know, I never set anything up. I walk in, I knock on their dressing room door, they say, come in, I walk in, and I really didn't know much about them. And I see the guys in the band, and they're just doing whatever, talking to each other. And I said, my name is Larry Singer. I'm with so-and-so. Please let them, you know, just ignore me. I'll just take some candid pictures. And they go, I said, just be yourselves. And they go, you want us to be ourselves? I went, yes. And within 3 seconds, they were lined up in front of me. And the picture that you see in the book of them juggling and acting, let's put it this way. If I was setting this up for the cover of Vanity Fair magazine, it would have taken me a day and a half. These guys, for whatever reason, within 4 seconds after I said, just be yourselves, they were like, they had this scene, and it became, and right behind them on the wall is a poster that says Spirit, and there's a picture of each of the guys that I'm taking pictures of right in front of me.
You're right.
On the poster on the wall. So it identifies in the picture who these guys are and why I'm taking their picture. It was fun, and it was sometimes rather terrifying.
I'm talking with Larry Singer for his book, Rock and Roll Concert and Backstage Photographs from the 1970s and 1980s. We have copies of it on our website that you can register for at thehawkrocks.com. It's from Amherst Media. You can read all about it and get the link at our website, also through Amazon as well. And you've got quite a few stories along with the photos in the book as well. But I'm guessing there are some that didn't make the book for one reason or another.
Yes, there were, and mainly because I wanted it to be a picture book. I wanted it to be as few words as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I've always believed that I could what my pictures tell the stories better than I can with words, and that's why there are fewer words. But yes, there were certain things that, you know, certain details that you'd want to leave out only because they'd be, you know. You never know what might get dragged out in public. Even though I'm old, I'm going to die fairly soon. I'd still like to be respected, you know, right up until the time I go. At least have some. Let's put it this way: I partied heartily, but I always try to respect the privacy and whatever bubble these guys are in. I let them in their bubble, and I think that's one reason they let me in their bubble. I never gave off any kind of vibes that I was dangerous to them, that I would take a picture of them that one day they'd regret me having taken, which is why I have pictures of Ritchie Blackmore. There were people that who've taken rock and roll photography for decades and were really good at it and can't figure out how I got in a dressing room with Ritchie Blackmore while he was tuning up a Stratocaster, and he didn't kill me.
Looking at the book, you've got about like 10 to 15 pages of story, and then the rest is all photos with little captions explaining the photos. So like you said, yeah, you're telling stories through the photos and not really with the words, just the bare minimum so we understand the setup and the situation.
That's it. Exactly. In fact, I just opened the book. And just to see what I open to, on the left side is Bruce Springsteen standing at a mic, raising his hand up, his fist up above the air, and on the other page facing him is the drummer for the Grateful Dead, and he's sitting on a stool with his mom, Mickey Hart, and his mom, and they're both, and it's Thanksgiving Day,
mm-hmm.
and it's just before Thanksgiving dinner served, and both of them are wearing their Grateful Dead T-shirts.
Yep.
And she's got her arm around Mickey, and she's looking at him, he's looking at me, and it's just a beautiful photograph of the Grateful Dead drummer and his mom. But the thing is, they look so, like, it's just, they're not posing. They're just there.
It's natural.
And that's what makes me feel good about it. It was like I captured a moment in time.
And that's what it looks like, a natural moment that isn't posed by any means. This book,
just them.
This book is highlights great artists, you know, art core artists from the 70s and 80s. Why those two decades? Do you still take photos today, or that's just what you...
No.
Okay.
To answer your question, no, I don't. And the only reason is for several reasons. Number one, I'm 71 years old. I'm going to be 72 next June. But the thing is this. Most of the people who I took in this book, and I took pictures when I was young, and I was right just in college and just out of college, out of the Air Force, and I was very lucky to be in the right place at the right time. I met Deep Purple when Deep Purple was at that moment in time when their old group had split up. They just had a new group. They were trying to make a name for themselves. They had just released In Rock. They wanted to become stars. Roger Glover comes to me and gets me after they performed on stage and says, "Would you like to interview the band?" and brings me backstage to interview Deep Purple. And I mean, this stuff doesn't happen. I mean, I just happened to be at the time when Alice Cooper, when he was just starting out. You know, when I first showed up to take pictures of Alice Cooper, I thought Alice Cooper was a girl. That's how much I knew about Alice Cooper.
Yep.
I thought it was a woman. I mean, Alice Cooper, would
mm-hmm.
you? And I mean, if you didn't know what Alice looked like and you heard the name of somebody singing, and even though it sounds like Alice Cooper singing, I'm 18, you're thinking, well, maybe it's a woman with a weird voice. You know, it happens.
Yeah.
But then when I met Alice, I discovered In fact, I have pictures of Alice sitting in front of a Christmas tree holding a can of beer. And that was like, I think, Christmas day or the day after Christmas, 1970 or 71. And Alice is holding that can of beer, and he posed himself. And he posed himself. It was one of my first, the first time I ever met him. And I was like, I felt like I had stepped into a Salvador Dali, talk about surrealistic, right into a Salvador Dali painting. And like all of a sudden, I'm in a room with Alice Cooper in full Alice Cooper, all these guys dressed in glitter spandex. They're looking at a picture of Peter Townsend with notes coming out of his guitar and going, what is going on with this? And that's in the book. That's one of my pictures. Alice Cooper asked me, what kind of photographs do you take? I just happen to have some pictures I had shot of The Who a month earlier. I handed him the pack of pictures. He opens them up and starts to go through them. And this is like maybe an hour before he's ready to go on stage, full makeup. And he's looking at them, and he goes, wow! And all of a sudden, he sees a picture of notes coming out of Peter Townsend's guitar. And Alice is pretty hip. He's seen a lot of stuff. When I met him, he had seen a lot of stuff. But he had never seen notes coming out of a guitarist's guitar. And he called the whole band around. And I'm sitting there looking at the Alice Cooper band oohing and eyeing over my photographs. Like I said, not only was I in that painting, it was like I wasn't getting out. And I didn't want to get out. That's what rocked it. When there were moments that were like that. And there were also moments of like just, you know, you just got to survive. When I was at the S83 Rock Festival, it was 3 days, and none of the 3 days in San Bernardino, California, were below 100 degrees.
Whoa. That's warm.
Okay, I have a picture on the very back cover of the book of a bunch of kids holding their arms up.
Yep.
And that's taken at the S83 Rock Festival. In fact, that picture was used by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on their website. They had used it for about 6 or 8 months. And they're trying to keep the kids alive. I was shooting Quiet Riot right behind me, and I turned around from shooting Quiet Riot, and behind me I hear this noise, and the kids are getting drenched. And I take a couple pictures of the kids getting drenched, turn around and continue to shoot Quiet Riot in front of me. Okay, and it was like that kind of weird world for me. But it was only moments like that. The rest of it were like any other human being.